NDC's Deputy General Secretary Kwaku Anyidohu has challenged the NPP Vice Presidential aspirant, Dr. Mahmoudu Bawumia, to produce the remaining 90% of evidence of names of thousands of Togolese he alleged were in Ghana's voter register. According to Mr. Anyidohu, it has been over a year since Dr. Bawumia claimed to have a document showing that more than 70,000 Togolese were on Ghana's electoral roll, specifically in the Volta region. The NDC Deputy General Secretary at a news conference in Ho noted that the NPP deliberately chose Togo due to its proximity to the Volta region to create unnecessary hatred for residents in the region.
We have done 1 year and 4 days, and we ask, where is the 90% of what Bawumia promised to produce from Burkina Faso, Cote d'Ivoire, and the other neighboring countries? And when I say that under the leadership of Akufo-Addo, the anti-Volta agenda has reached dizzy heights, I am making specific reference to Dr. Mahmoudu Bawumia's lies that the Volta region voters register is full of Togolese. My people, what crime have we done as Voltairians for such plots to be devised against us? Is Ashanti not the stronghold of the NPP? It is now as clear as daylight that Dr. Bawumia's agenda of presenting a fake voters register from Togo and making a false claim that thousands of Togolese have their names on Ghana's voters register, specifically in the Volta region, feeds into the UP tradition's sick thinking that Volta region is not part of Ghana. This whole attempt by Bawumia to create the false impression that thousands of Togolese vote in the Volta region will not be accepted.
Mr. Anyidohu said Dr. Bawumia would have done the country a lot of good if he had taken advantage of the just-ended exhibition of the voter register to present his evidence to the EC to have those names deleted. He also expressed worry about how some civil society groupings and a section of the media supported Dr. Bawumia's claims without doing thorough analysis of the issues. Reacting to the NDC, the Greater Accra Director of Communications of the NPP, Alhaji Yusuf Fofana, said there's no way the party can present the rest of the 90% of the Togolese allegedly registering as voters in Ghana. This is because the 10% already presented to the Electoral Commission has not been investigated. He also denied reports that the NPP allegations that there are Togolese on the register will not paint a bad image for the party in the region.
I don't know what else the NDC wants us to present to the EC. Dr. Bawumia made it categorically clear that out of the 100% of voters who registered from Togo, who registered in the Volta region, we submitted a list of 10%, which is 76,000 plus, to the EC. We did submit it together with their names and the register from Ghana and that of Togo to EC. So what evidence do they want again from us? We did that with the view that the EC will cross-check with the Togolese Electoral Commission.
But when did you present those names? When did you do that?
The very time we had the list, the 10%, we did present it to the EC, the 10%. I'm not talking of the rest. They are talking of the 90%. I said, if you have submitted a list for 10% that has not been investigated, that they have not been able to go to Togo and also get the register in Togo, to come and cross-check whether what we submitted is the true listing of what we saw. They will not be able to do that. But they just sat in Ghana and said they wrote to the Togolese, and the Togolese refuted those allegations. How would you be able to say whether it is true or not? We still wait for the EC to come out and show us the listing that the Togolese Electoral Commission wrote to Ghana EC, telling them that those lists that we submitted were false. Things of this nature have not been done. And you expect us to submit another 90% when even 10% have not been investigated. You understand? That is
yes.
What we are talking about.
So you are now saying that you are waiting for the EC to investigate the 10% before you present the 90%.
The EC will not even investigate. They came out to tell us that they've done their underground work or their checks and it's not true. And what we submitted are not true. Meanwhile, we submitted with the pictures of those in Togo who have been able to find their names into Ghana register and the list of that of the register of Ghana. So we combined the two and submitted to the EC. We did not submit the register of Ghana alone, or the Togolese register alone. We submitted the two, you understand? We submitted the two to the Electoral Commission. But lo and behold, this is what they told her, the whole Ghanaian. So what we are saying is, if this is how it should go, then why do you expect her to go for 90%, which even 10% have not been investigated?
But is the party not worried that such issues can paint a bad image for the MPP in the Volta region?
It will not.